This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Football is over. Pitchers and catchers start reporting around baseball this week, and we'll continue looking around the AL East as the Orioles' competition in division, and let's focus in on the Tampa Bay Rays, and Mark Topkin covers the Rays for the Tampa Bay Times. Joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, and Mark, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what did you think, now that it's essentially over, what did you think of the Rays' offseason?
The part about what change they made to the team, or the part about losing their stadium and maybe
deal?
Like, you know, you tell me which way, with the bad or the worst.
Let's go with a combo platter there.
So from the player standpoint, I think probably the easiest way to describe it is, yeah, pretty minimal changes. You know, the additions that they made, Danny Jansen, a guy that's obviously familiar to AL, you know, people who watch AL East games, having been with the Blue Jays for a long time and then the Red Sox for a little while last year, brought him in a catcher. I mean, he's a decent offensive player. He's around catcher league average, which for the Rays will be a significant improvement, because that has been a major issue for them over the last few years, since I think probably Zunino was really good. It would be the last year they had really some offense from a catcher. And then kind of a surprise move, they spent a bunch of money signing Ha-Seong Kim, the Korean shortstop who'd been with the Padres the last 4 years, to a two-year deal. There's an opt-out after 1 year, so it may not be that big. But $13 million, $16 million for them. He'll be the highest-paid player at $13 on the current team. And if he gets the $16 million salary next year, I think that'll be the highest salary they've ever paid a player. But anyway, he's hurt. He's coming off shoulder surgery. They know that. The plan is available sometime in May. So, again, that works. That addresses another big issue, because we know their shortstop production has been really bad. So they think they would improve there. They love Taylor Walls' defense, but he can't hit. So it's kind of a combination. They tried to improve a couple of their major areas. Their story with them is going to be the pitching. The guy's coming back. Shane McClanahan, Baltimore native. Drew Rasmussen, two guys who had elbow surgery. McClanahan missed all of 24. Rasmussen came back in August as a two-inning, 40-pitch max reliever. They're both going in the rotation. They've already got four guys that are pretty good. But there's a little bit of, like, workload issue, question, concern with each one of those guys. So they say they're not going to go with a six-man. So I think you're going to see is a kind of a sliding scale here. I mean, Rasmussen could have been put into the bullpen, and they had a talk with him this offseason. He really wanted to go back in the rotation, and they made that agreement with him and then gave him a contract extension. They felt that good about it. So it's interesting to see how that shakes out, but having six pretty good starters to go into camp and a decent amount of, like every team has, you know, AAA, veteran bounce-around type of guys to fill in if somebody does get hurt. But that's going to probably be their story. The bullpen ended up really good last year after they got rid of the guys we all knew who they were, brought up some guys we didn't know who they were. So if they're starting rotation, you know, if McClanahan's McClanahan, if Rasmussen can be Rasmussen before his injury, and then Boz, Taj Bradley, Ryan Pepiot, Zach Littell all do about what they did last year, that's going to be pretty good. Bullpen could be really good. Offense, maybe it's a little better with those couple additions, but they're really banking on bounce backs. Josh Lowe had a down year. Christopher Morelli got him from the Cubs. He had a rough year. Johnny DeLuca didn't do much till the last month when he got to play every day. He's going to be the center fielder. They traded Jose Siri. Brandon Lau has to be healthy. Yandy Diaz has to be healthy. They love Junior Caminero, the rising prospect at third. So I think long-winded answer is I don't know. I mean, they scored 604 runs, I think it was last year, second worst in the majors, only ahead of the White Sox, so kind of last in the majors, I guess, technically. And the year before, they scored 840, which was a franchise record. So somewhere in the middle, they'd be really happy, I think, to get back in that 720, 750 range and see where that leads them, with the pitching being as good as they hope it to be.
Well, I wanted to dig down on the six-man thing, because are you buying? Like, I don't know that I'm buying what they're selling, because they're so interchangeable in the bullpen. You've got guys coming off injuries, and I'm sure they want to avoid a huge spike in innings pitch for, you know, Pepiot and Bradley after getting their feet wet. Like, it would, and they're not right. Like they're not stuck to their old ways. Like, this has always been a forward thinking franchise. Like, is this not screaming out for a 6-man rotation?
Well, I think it is if you could have like 14 or 15 pitchers, because their other concern is that they're even overthinking this, because obviously there's parts of the year where it rains in Baltimore and it rains in Atlanta and it's really hot. But they are being really proactively concerned about how playing outdoors this year and the potential of games getting stopped early in the game and losing a starter or getting delayed by rain. And they want that 8-man bullpen, and they may end up carrying two quote unquote long guys, like 2-3 inning capable type guys in that bullpen, and have like 3 or 4 of them at Durham with, you know, their bags being told to have a bag packed. Because they are concerned how this could just and look, I mean, I've covered enough games in Baltimore. It happens. You know, you get that game where it's going to rain, they're not sure, and then, you know, if the Orioles have their best starter going, let's wait it out. Let's wait another hour. You don't want to take a chance on losing that guy. But if the Orioles don't have a good starter going and the other team does, let's play. The guy gets knocked out after an inning because of rain, oh well. You know, you have that whole thing going on. So I think they're being really concerned with that, and they want to keep that extra bullpen spot available.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark, you mentioned Junior Caminaro earlier, and he dealt with injuries last year. What are you expecting out of him in 2025?
Well, if you saw the bat flip and the home run try in Game 7 of the Dominican Series Final, I'm waiting for that bat to come down is what I'm first waiting for. But this is a guy with a ton of talent. They thought that in the minor leagues. You know, he was hurt last year. He had some hamstring quad issues at AAA, and it sidelined him for a good chunk of the first half of that season, and then they wanted to be sure he was healthy, ended up not bringing him up until sometime in August. But this is a guy that has a chance to be a star type of player. He's also got, you know, the right attitude. If you know, he wants to be that guy. He likes the pressure. He likes the attention. He likes the spotlight. The defense, the Rays had some concerns. They were admittedly pleased last year after they saw him play it at the big league level. They were a little worried how that was going to look at third base. But this is a guy who could be a superstar player for them. And, you know, being a star in the Dominican Series in a short sample size and against, you know, not all major league quality players is different than being up in the big leagues and playing every day in the American League East. But they see some potential there for this guy to really be something.
We're talking with Mark Tompkins, Inside Access, here on The Fan. Mark, where do you see Tampa's place in this division right now? Where do they slot to you?
Probably somewhere after the Yankees and Orioles, and I don't really have a good feel for the Red Sox because I don't really understand what they did this offseason either. I think the Blue Jays seem like maybe the last mm-hmm. place team, but I mean, if they only could sign up somebody, right? trying is not counting for them. But, I think, and I'm trying to be really, you know, sincere about this and not just, you know, buying what the Rays are selling, like you said earlier. But I think there's going to be a wide variance of how this could work for them. I mean, I think Pecota has them at 82 wins right now with fourth place, but, like, on the fringe of the third wild card race in the American League. And, you know, maybe it's a little worse than that. Maybe it's a little better than that. Maybe they're like, you know, 80 to 90, somewhere in that category. I think it's just hard to know, you know, how are those pitchers going to hold up? Are they going to be healthy? You're right. Pepio doubled his innings from 23 to 24. Boz has never thrown more than 120 innings in any season. Taj Bradley as a pro. I mean, Taj Bradley's never thrown more than 150 innings in any season. So, you know, they've got to do that. So, I think you're right in a way. It's not going to look like a six-man rotation mm-hmm. where they're going to go 1-6, but I think there's going to be a week where somebody gets skipped, yep. somebody gets a 10-day or 15-day, you know, injured list fatigue stint. You know, they've got a really crazy schedule, too, because it's really heavy home games early and not a ton of days off early because they wanted to minimize their exposure to playing at home in July and August, which is the worst time of year, obviously, between weather and heat. So they got a ton of home games early, a ton of road games late. There's just a lot of factors, and they're going to have to get off to a good start. They have a stretch after the first part of the season. I think I got it here. They go Braves, Red Sox, Yankees, D-backs, Padres, Royals, Yankees, Phillies, Brewers. Wow. I mean, that streak that I just told you ends on May 11th. Do you think if you're not playing well, you could be in a heck of a hole by the middle of May. So there's a lot of just factors that I don't know that I have a good feel for yet, like I said, on the variance of where they could end up.
So complete oversimplification, but if all those things being equal, let's say that the pitching is healthier because, God, it can't be worse, and the bullpen is still legit. If Josh Lowe plays like he did 2 years ago, this team is flirting with a playoff opportunity. And if it's more like it was last year, then the offense is cooked.
I think that's pretty fair. I mean, Josh Lowe, if you want to pick one guy, you know, put it on the one guy's performance that, you know, if he's good or bad, it could drive the whole thing. Probably him. I mean, Morel's a puzzle. This guy was 30, you know, playing in Wrigley, 30 homer average over a couple years, you know, or close to it. And they saw no power from him last year after they got him. So he's a little bit of a puzzle. They think DeLuca's going to be really good. But that's based on a month of playing every day at the end of the season last year. So I don't know that. And Caminero, like I said, if what we saw in the winter league was a preview of what this guy can do, he's going to be a beast. I mean, Albert Pujols managed him, and there were some quotes from some of the our Dominican friends, who journalists, and where Pujols was just raving about him. I think he at one point called him the future of baseball and a future Hall of Famer. That's a little on the hot side, but even if he was only kind of meaning that, that's pretty good praise for a guy who knows.
Mark Topkin covers the Tampa Bay Rays for the Tampa Bay Times. Mark, always great, man. Baseball will be here before you know. We'll have to get you over to Pickles this year before a game.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey, all right, guys. Yep.
We'll continue talking baseball next, all the young dudes. And what are we expecting from Mean Dean Kramer this year? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.